Good morning. Happy Sunday, beloveds. I know I was supposed to do this on Friday, but life is what it is. So we are recouping and beginning again afresh on a Sunday. I think that might be the day, but you know, whatever my spirit leads me to, that's where we're going to do it. So I want to know, is all well with you? How did you enjoy last week's podcast, All Is Well? Because I asked this question because I know that when we, you know, listen to stuff, we, you know, sometimes it may plant a seed that might sprout up really quick. Or sometimes if you continue to water it, that seed that was planted last week gets a chance to mature. And so with this week, I am going to talk about perception. Yes, perception. I've been, you know, I've been seeing a lot of different examples of perception. And that perception being, meaning one, perception is how you view a situation or a person or place or thing, whether good, bad, indifferent. Your perception of it could be based upon something you may have heard, may have seen previously, or may have experienced. And so if you had experience, I'm going to go to that part, because with the experience, sometimes it could be jaded. And you could, based on the experience that you had previously, your perception of a perfectly good, say, blossoming relationship can give you a way of doing something to mess it all the way up. You understand what I'm saying? So when you have that experience, you have to honestly deal with it in the place of that it does not interject onto something that is perfectly okay. A case in point. When I was married, me and my husband, we talked and everything, but early on in our marriage, we were, I would, you know, give him my opinion about a certain situation. And because he was older than me, his thought pattern was, okay, that's good that you gave me this, but let me go here and ask this gentleman over here, or two or three. And two or three may say the exact same thing that I said. No, I didn't say, well, didn't I tell you that? No, I just observed and I looked and I listened. I think that is one of the things that when it comes down to perception, we do not look, observe, and listen. We are quick to say, I hear you. Because when you say, I hear you, you probably don't even realize this or even recognize it. It has actually offended you. When a person tells you, I hear you, you have offended them or angered them, because you have told them something that they know that's a sore spot for them. And so therefore, I hear you. And, you know, I will always come back. I said, but are you listening? Now, a lot of times, most people will say, I'd rather they hear me than listen. Because surfacely, if I hear you, I don't really got to deal with it. But if I listen, that means I have to take accountability for what it is that is my part in what it is that this person is saying to me. There it goes again, perception. With the perception that we end up not doing because environmentally we may have been raised up in a home that was not functional. It may have been dysfunctional. And if you live in a home that's dysfunctional, some of those attributes is actually going to carry on with you in the relationships, in the way that you actually interact with people, places, and things. And unfortunately for us, if we are not good to ourselves and do understand what self-care is about, our perception, our view is so skewed that we are just totally in another place of not understanding, not taking what we need to take and having actual awareness. And that's the thing that I feel is most, you know, necessary and needed today, along with perception, is awareness. Because I know that for a fact for myself, if I'm not aware of a situation, I cannot correct what I may have done wrong. But if you are aware and yet you tell me nothing, I cannot be held accountable for what it is that I was not aware of, and vice versa. If I do not tell you the thing that makes me not go forward with whatever it is that you are proposing, then I am telling myself that you wouldn't understand, but I don't give you the opportunity to understand. I don't give you the opportunity to honestly, you know, come to the table full-heartedly with all cards laid up and telling me exactly what it is that's in your hand if I don't do the same. So I know that with this perception, you could put something out on the internet and it could be, you know, something you feel really proud about, but then a person questions you. And if one person questions you and is, you know, it is just what it is. But if 2, 3, 4, 5 people question you about the same thing, then what does that say to you? What does that say to you? When I say I've had a lot of interaction with this particular subject, believe me, I have. This week alone. You know, we have a lot of them. We just kind of brush it off and, you know, don't think too much about it. But you have to understand that the perception that we give people, you know, gives understanding about who we are as an individual. But when I am speaking, I speak to a variety of people who range in ages of as young as maybe in their early 20s, all the way as old as seasoned. I'm not going to say old, but as seasoned as maybe 80 years old, 80 years young. And when it comes down to perception, most of my students have of me is that when you first come into my class, I say, good morning, how are you doing? Or good afternoon, depending upon the time of the day. And we, you know, introduce ourselves, tell each other who we are, what it is that we do. And I go forward with the training. Say one time it was a training about what is your temperature in networking and relationship. And most people don't even understand that you do have a temperature. That's, here we go again, perception. Perception is in everything that we do, everything that we are. We may not think of anything being wrong in the way that you may speak to another person or how you may treat another person. But if you make a person feel other than special, other than uplifted, edified, then you are personally helping them to be less than. Yes, I agree that everybody is responsible for their own happiness. I agree. Please note that I say I agree. But in the world that we live in today, there's so much extra ways of stimulating yourself and others around you, not just by just physical contact or by conversation. You have the internet, you have so much going on that you are literally bombarded unless you take yourself away from unplug. And I mean, seriously, unplug. I mean, your phone is not on your bed. Your phone is maybe in another room or on the floor, whatever. But just unplug. And when you unplug, you are giving yourself a chance to actually recharge. When you are recharging, you are understanding what the perception is. Are you greeting your day with gratitude, happiness, and love? Or are you greeting the day, first thing you greet is your phone? So that helps you to disengage from the world. Because the only way you engage with the world is through your phone. Or through the television. Or through whatever mechanism is your choice of poison. I said poison, I did. But it's your choice. Because it can become toxic if it is done in excess. So that's the way why I said the word poison. But I just want y'all to understand that when it comes down to perception, we are responsible for 80% of what it is that we give out, 20% for what people receive. But in the accountability, you're 100% accountable for the way that you respond when a person asks you, what is it that you mean? You are 100% responsible for that. So don't think that the response is solely where you made me do that. I've had those kind of responses. I made you do what? Well, this is what you said. Okay, I can be responsible for what it is that I said, but the way you choose to react to it, good, bad, indifferent, is totally upon you. And then the weight of that, your response, is not the weight that I shall carry. Most say, well, no, I carry this cross because this person did this to me and this is when this happened. And No. I carry a cross because the carrying of my cross is based upon the decisions and the responses that I did. That is my cross that I carry. Understand, it's based upon the decisions and responses that I myself did. So I want you to disperse how you view perception, because we tend to give perception a bad rap, but it's not a bad rap. It's not. Perception is truly how we view the world based on what we may have experienced, based on what we choose to do, based on how we may have been raised up, based on what we hear, we see, we look, we smell. That is what we put out. That is perception. That is your perception. That is the world of perception. So the question I ask, and that is a question you should ask yourself. Am I truly, truly tasting my actions before I actually do it? We have only one opportunity to make that impression upon a person. And when we make that impression upon a person, what is going to be their reaction after they've met you, after they have seen who you are? Because words is just that, words. But your actions make a long-lasting thing that is hard to, it's real hard to get back from. Yep, it sure is. So, with this, my loves, I charge you to think about what your perception is. What are you putting out there? What are you receiving? And when you ask the question, are you asking it from I heard or from I listen? That is what I am charging you to do with this week. I want you to really think about this particular piece today, because this is building up on all as well. I really understand that if you are truly enjoying this, these podcasts, Destiny in Various Aspects podcasts, I appreciate you. I'm very grateful for you coming to be part of my tribe. I appreciate the fact that you are yet sharing and supporting. I appreciate the fact that you are yet taking a part to listen. I appreciate the fact that you are who you are in this very moment. So, with that being said, please share, please support, and please, you know, if you would like to gift, all is appreciated in whatever capacity that you would like to participate in. And I will charge you with one more thing, love. Love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we are commanded to do. And in doing so, we will reap a harvest that we will not have room enough to hold in. Love upon somebody who is not expecting it. It's always good to pay it forward, but also pay it back. There might be a senior in this season where a lot of people are yet going away from this earth, especially this season. But this is also a season of love. It's a season that we should just love up on our seniors, make sure that they are covered. Make sure that they have a conversation. You have a conversation with them. And as you have a conversation with them, just make sure they understand what is the impact that they have done for you. Because they need that motivation. They need that moment and spark to realize that, yeah, they still matter. You matter, my loves. You do matter. And as you understand your place, your character, and you just understand who you are and whose you are, it's going to be well with you. All will be well. So, my beloveds, this is Destiny in Various Aspects signing off and wishing you adieu until we meet again.